begin our reflection today with a question that I'm sure that we all have already in our life. Had you faced a critical or a conflict or conflictive situation in your life? I'm sure that yes. Everybody has always that kind of dilemma to decide what to do. Even when you go to Walmart, and then you have to decide what kind of toothpaste you want to use. There are too many options. And you say, this or this or this, this has this flavor, this has this, this. Or you go to a new restaurant, and they bring you a very large menu. You had pages and pages, and you say, what is the special of the day? With the Lord, there is mercy and fullness of redemption. What is more important in the first reading is not the narration of the disobedience and transgressions of our first fathers. What is most important is the promise made by God to the human family. A promise that shows us the mercy of God and his plans of redemption for us, for humanity. Many occasions in our life, we had faced the challenge to make choices, to make a decision that can affect our life and many other things on it. And we have been free to do it. You are free to choose. God has given us the great gift of freedom. He doesn't force us to follow him or to follow his will. No. It's up to us. He calls us through different means and invited us to go back to him. But he never will push us, or he will never force us to do it. We are free to follow him. It has been up to us to do what is right and to choose what is good and best for our well-being and the well-being of our family. Then at the Gospel of Saint Mark, we see how Jesus begins his public ministry, and we hear the opinions of the people, how they were thinking about him, that he was a possessed guy, possessed by Satan, that he has an unclean spirit. But out of that, the Gospel has for us two very clear invitations. The first one is to be united around him, to be united about Jesus, and not to allow the spirit of division and the evil made of us weak and vulnerable. We must be always prepared, attentive and aware, knowing that we live in a world that is good and beautiful in itself. Sometimes we lost that. looking at the TV and seeing all bad things that is happening in the world, we don't have the opportunity to look out in your window and to see that there is beauty and good people and many good things in the world. There is goodness and beauty in the world because it is a creation of God. But we also need to be aware that there are many possibilities and many ways to act and to live in an opposite way to the plans of God. So we are called to be united around Him, to find in Him the inspiration to do good, and be aware not to get divided and not to allow the spirit of the evil to penetrate in us and in our way of thinking or acting with others. Then the second invitation is even greater. We are called to do the will of God in our life. Yes, we are called to do the will of God in our life. But the first challenge, and it's not easy, is to discover, is to discern what is the will of God in our life. What are His plans? What are the projects of God for us? For me? For my family? For my community, for the church. To be able to know the will of God, we need to discern every day, what is He asking from me through all the things that are happening in the world, in my life, and in my family. To be able to say, what is the will of God for me? And to be able to do it. Without knowing the will of God, we cannot do it. How can you follow something that you don't know? Jesus said to the crowd, those who do the will of my Father, they are my mother, my brothers, my sisters. Doing the will of God is the way to do things right. It is the way to be a follower of Jesus, a disciple. Following the will of God is also the way for happiness and joy. It is also the way of the Beatitudes in the Gospel of Matthew. And it is the way of holiness in our life. Two big challenges today. To be united around Him and to do the will of God in our life. Merciful and loving God, help us to be united to Jesus, your Son, our Lord and Redeemer, and to be open to do your divine will in our own life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.